My time has gone, but I do want to do the question of the week. If God knows everything, why pray? That is a very common question, especially I've noticed amongst those who've grown up in Christian homes or the Christian church, because they've got enough theology to make the question make sense, but they don't have enough theology to understand what the answer is. And if I could offer the answer in this way, why do we talk to each other? We talk to each other to impart information. How are you? Did you hear about this? Have you? No, and so on. We talk to each other to persuade. Would you like to do this? Could you do this for me? We express our emotions and thoughts. I'm so distressed by this, or I'm so joyful at this. When the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, teach us how to pray, you'll notice that as well as saying it's not for show, he then begins by saying, pray our Father. And that's the first clue to the answer of that question. It's about relationship. We don't inform God of things he does not know. We come as him as children to a father. We like our children to say sorry, thank you, and please, even if we know what they want. If a child comes into you and they're your child or your grandchild, and they, you know, granddad, I say, shut up, I know what you want, you've got it, don't worry, now go away. You are not a good grandparent or a good parent. Well, we pray to God because of the relationship. We want our children and grandchildren to talk to us, and God wants us to talk to him. And another reason is simply this. God works through our prayers. He has determined how that should be done. And I'll explain it in this way. Saying why pray is a bit like saying, why should I eat food, or why should I go shopping for food, or why should I work for it? After all, God knows everything, and if he's going to feed me, he's going to feed me. And if he sent the ravens, I'm going to open my window and just wait for the ravens to come super delivery from Coles or whatever. But that's not how the world works. He works through us and he works through prayer. He delights to respond to the requests of his people. So you see, prayer is such a win-win for us because we're not seeking to persuade God. We're not seeking to tell him something he doesn't know so that if we forget it, suddenly God is ignorant of it. And we're not seeking to earn his favor. We're coming to our Father and saying, Dad, I can't cope with this. I can't handle this. Could I please have this? I saw this and I really like it and I'm not sure if it's right for me to want it. And the Lord delights in the prayers of his people, but especially when we pray according to his word and to his will. That's why we pray.